some projects where we're asking for today. Second thing would be, and I give you guys a sheet with some highlights on there, has to be in quarter cent increments. I think at one time I was asked, can we do a third of a cent or something like that? And then the last one would be, are we going to include the cities or are we not going to include the cities? So those are highlighted on this sheet. So those are the three things we're trying to narrow down to.
From a timing standpoint, in order to get this to the clerk's office and do publications and do everything you're supposed to do, a resolution will need to be signed off on by the end of this month. I would like to have it done and in front of you next Monday to make sure that we're going to be able to meet all the standards.
Oh, let's go down through the list. Pick out what we want. Pick it up. Get that much out of the way.
Pick it on.
Or if you want to add to the list, that's potential too.
That's a huge.
Yeah, I got everything here.
Doyle Creek also.
Yeah, it's in my district, so perfect. So I'm very pleased with what's there. I asked for no more and asked for nothing to be taken.
I'm not sure. You think this is what you're asking for, land the power plant?
Yeah, Pleasant View Road up to Gold Street.
Chad, what's the dollar limit?
There is not a dollar limit.
Okay, there it is.
It just continues until all the projects are paid.
The only other project that staff thought about this week, and I don't know if, I mean, obviously you say no and we'll shut up, but.
Now you want.
We did think, since we are going, you know, in that direction on the flush road, would it be worth entertaining putting that project or some segment of that project on this? Because I think no matter who you talk to in the county, if anyone's ever driven on it, they'll say the same thing. We've got very, very narrow shoulders. And I think Nathan, he's ran some numbers just from the Highway 24 to Myers Valley. Looking at right around 5 million,
yeah,
you know, to do what we talked about before. And that encompasses what, about eight miles.
And just because it's on this list and we're going for sales tax doesn't mean we can't still go for grants, and the sales tax will just pay the park branch.
The concern I have about Flush Road is that the statute talks about specific projects. And Flush Road is pretty wide open as far as what you're talking about for improvements.
Well, you have it all right here, then, John.
Yeah, I don't think John might not have seen that.
It's got everything nailed down.
Go. Do you have another copy of that, team? The safety project. Stacy, do you want to copy the list? Nathan. Could you give that to Stacy? Could you give one of those to Stacy?
I'm not sure my husband.
Yeah.
I'm sure we're going to see what I'm going to say.
No.
Can you just email that one?
The list of projects.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks. Tim, I'll give you my two cents on kind of like half the town. I think there's a lot of housing going on down in the south. You know, if you make that a pretty good road, without a doubt, the accident data is there to show that probably ought to do something. People want something. Yeah. The other thing that might take a little congestion. I think people would move up more this way. And somebody even said that you know, some of our smaller communities up here are struggling a little bit. I even heard that maybe some of local businesses in town are really having a tough time making it So if you make that into a pretty nice road with this grant or on a tax thing, I mean, maybe we'll kind of spread the population just a little bit more and in the end help out some business. So I know John has a concern on the wording, but aside from that, I did it the heck of a good project, whether it's by grant or by otherwise.
Based on the data that turned out, and because I represent that area, I personally have some understanding of Mount Zion Road being on there, but I would much prefer for the planning and so on to have the advanced preliminary engineering for a bridge put in so we can get the right of way where it needs to be early enough. And that, again, I know that the military has had some interest in being able to do it. We've never been able to show that we could have match, but that's been our stumbling block with the Riley County people. So with that sitting there as the primary number one thing that was there to just put the advanced preliminary engineering for a route over the river, I'm not saying where it goes, that's what the engineering shows, but when it shows, then it will say whether it should be Junietta or an alternate route up to Mount Zion. We don't know that. We continue to let them build. It becomes impossible in 10 years. I'll never probably see the end result of it, but that study needs to be landed. Should have been landed 10 years ago. I would say take the Mount Zion, leave it on there if you want, but take Mount Zion off and switch it to the advanced preliminary engineering.
Joel,
because when you got it.
No. I still steer wrestle this damn car.
So I really definitely think that what the people are asking for.
John, would you be able to know by next Monday if we can do a study?
With everything else going on, I'm not going to guarantee that.
Okay.
Well, you put it on there, and if you can't, we just won't do it. I mean, it comes back.
Well, I hate to put it on there, and people voted for that reason.
Well, and I'm telling you, that's the one reason that they will very often vote on this, because it's come so many directions from both sides of the city. What are you doing, Cal? Rounding up the cattle? You're going to be planning on every one of these processes, and you can't say that any of that is necessary to do the job, so it's all in road construction.
So you want to replace Mount Zion with a study?
That's my recommendation.
Okay.
I'd leave Mount Zion on there, depending on how big you want it. It might be the connecting route when you get done with that study. But it's not the one on the bottom of the list of people going to vote for it. The other one is at the top of the list to say this is what the people in the large percentage of vote over there that will uniformly want to have that ability to have this new business come in, schools expand, and all of them are facing this. How can we get around here? And what do we do on that peninsula when there's a wreck? You have to sit there 4 hours while they work the wreck. It's got to have an option that makes sense for safety and security.
Pat?
What?
How about your district?
Well, Louisville Road Bridge, I think that's a good project. Golden Slough, that's the Salzer Gap. Highway 99. Wait, that's padded out. We might get on it by 2030. I think we're throwing a lot of money right there within a square mile. Keep following me. That Salzer Road, you got Elm Slough Road. I mean, they might be a square mile and a half that you're looking at. $5 million, right closer to six, all said and done. You know, for just. You're not spreading it around far as I'm concerned. But I don't know which one to drop off. Mount Zion, I could do without that one. I just.
Sound like Dee would be in agreement with that if we did the H study.
I mean, I don't know how you can do a study without not knowing where it is, where it's going.
Well, that's
what it was too.
Sure, but you've got to have somebody else on the board for you.
Well, once we put it down, it doesn't have to have the first state, but it certainly have the pressure to the somebody else's that have been very.
Yeah, but are we going to be the ones that are going to finance the whole thing? Or
I don't intend to.
How are you going to get any participation from that?
Well, between KDOT and federal money, there's options. I just don't think there's one of those things in that report that says one of the roads, this is Nathan question, one of those roads should be upgraded to a county's number road. Junietta should be raised up to a different level or make immediately applied to be a certain kind of road in your fellow's study.
I'll have to look into that. I don't remember that in there, but
I didn't know what that exactly meant, but if it meant something that made a difference on how we applied, I would.
You understand what she's talking about? I don't.
I guess I'm confused. I mean, Junietta is already on the highway system, right? So we can't really upgrade it anymore back from the funding standpoint. If you're upgrading it to, say, major, I don't even know what we classify this now, since we don't have one. But if you're upgrading to a major collector or an arterial, that's more just a policy thing as opposed to an official statement.
I have to go back and read it again, but there was one of them that was named, you ought to do this right away. I didn't even know what it was.
I think the road that's bridges built, kind of more or less, and it'd be a major collector at that point or arterial, but right now it's a minor collector, I would think.
Well, put me down for Salisbury Road, Elm Slough, and that was the bridge. What do you got?
I'll come up to top. Just put it back up.
What do you think about Bucks Road?
Bucks.
My question, how many millions of dollars is on this page by itself right now? Does anybody have the total?
About 28 million. Let's try 28 million.
And what are we going to generate on a quarter cent per year? Just average.
About 400,000.
Almost.
It's like 1.2 or 3.
I have to look it up.
If you're 27.
It also depends on if you're cities or not cities. That'll change that number. So I need to know that to look this.
Not cities.
Don't give it to me, folks. $1 million a year, 27 years. So we might have Elm Slough ready to go. No, I'm just saying, how do we spread this out? How do we? You know, we've got a lot of good projects here. What what are some of the options of financing that?
You'll have to decide every year what you're, what amongst the laundry list you're going to be applying for sales tax proceeds to. And you may decide that you'll want to have other funds from general fund go toward a particular project in addition to sales tax revenue.
Can we get that money back through this sales tax down the road?
No, the sales tax will have to be applied to whatever projects you have listed.
Period. Okay, but what I'm saying is, let's say you got $5 million on Excel Road Extension. Now, if we get a couple million stuck back for that road, and it comes to five, we've got 2.5 saved or put back. Can we go ahead and pay the additional two and a half out of the general fund and then pay it back whenever you get?
My best guess is no.
But you can bond
it.
But you can bond it.
And do the same type thing.
That's a different issue.
Yeah.
You can bond it. Right now for the whole thing, probably keep it locked at about 2.5%, go the whole distance, or quite some of it, wouldn't say all of it.
With the cities, it would be around $1 million without 1.6 is what, that's based off 21 sales tax.
Yeah.
Double that if we go to a 0.5 cent.
Oh yeah, double that number if you go half.
Are we interested in putting Flush Road on this?
That's what we're discussing. Were you sleeping?
Tim
brought that up.
Well, that'd be part of it.
Always messing
with the district and part of it in these districts. Mm-hmm. That would be split on between districts. D has the south quarter.
$32 million.
What number do you think?
I don't know. There's no sense in getting it so far out there that you're never going to be able to recoup the cost before the project itself goes down the toilet. Well, I mean, it'll get so bad that you have to do it.
Well, that's what we're coming after. And that's the point of to bond it and try and do some of this on the front side. Just because it is sitting out there, sales tax should be relatively stable.
I don't know. I think sales tax is a good deal, but I don't think we want to overload it. Maybe that might get you in trouble down the road, too.
Me, it's a little draw outside of the county property tax, which I have to pay it. And a lot of the pressure is not necessarily the local property taxes, well, things that have come up here. And schools.
Well, your question is, you gonna put the Flush Road on it, right?
Mm-hmm. The entire stretch?
Well, we just look at from Highway 24 to Myers Valley. It comes out to be about 8 miles. And that came out to be right around $5 million for widening it.
Again, a lot of this path that we'll be putting in for grants, so we'll only be paying our portion.
If we get the grants.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of them out there for trying to get out of stamp total.
Yeah, we just want to make sure, especially on like Greg's, you know, like those deck repairs, they're already budgeted for this fall to go out to bid. You know, Havensville Road, you know, we've gotten some funding already on that one. You know, I think we're going to apply for some grant on Louisville Road Bridge. So, you know, depending on what we get for grants, some of these, you know, come off pretty quickly.
Well, that's like, if you took off Aiken's Lakeshore and Onega Road deck repairs, And then Solver Road, we've pretty well got that nailed down, don't we?
Yeah, I think we're down to.
Design, yeah, I wonder how it's gonna get paid for the building.
If you took off the Mount Zion. Here. About 4 million right there.
So do these deck repairs. Budget and do it. Instead of having one here.
Well, like, I mean, Pat was saying, some of this stuff, you only get a bond so much, I mean, I'm not into bonding. A ton, I mean, I kind of like how we do things. But I can see some value in bonding some on this.
My only reason of being very encouraged to do it right now, not the only way to go, is that. Interest rate's gonna be at 7 or 8 or 10% probably pretty soon, I've lived through that before. But based on what they're doing at the government, if you've locked it in at 3. You are much better off with those long-term debt at this moment than ever, there was a time back there we could self-fund the process, but. As we got that note from the other time, in fact, I got stuck in here about how much. Doing the bond at 3.5 brought out the other day. It costs us quite a bit less to do it by bonding and paying that interest and delaying on the cost of steel and all the other stuff that's gonna. Roll with the way that government is seemingly operating right now. It's just a different paradigm. So.
Well, those, well, I'm just gonna, those, hey Lance, those bridges, like, they may degrade faster than the money. Comes in, so we've got to fix them.
Right.
That's what he was saying, trying to disagree with. You guys, I'm if you want to do it, I'm good with it. I think it's a very worthy project. If you don't want to do it, I hopefully the grants will come through. That'd be a heck of a good project. I would think that impacts a lot of people too.
It's certainly, I've had some calls on it asking for more no pass signs. On hills just from the last week too.
Yeah, that's, we met last Wednesday and that's kind of how that came about, was that there's a lot of people driving it, very high volume traffic, and we thought that there'd be a lot of people being supportive, you know, making improvement on that road. Versus some of the projects, in my opinion, that some of you may not even know where that's at, you know, or if, you know, they never drive on that roadway.
And there'd be more to it if you're going to do it. There'd be more to it than just, you know, widening it. I think if this is your opportunity, you know, maybe you possibly cut down the hill even, you know, or, you know, work on your curves. I mean,
yeah,
if you're going to do it, you're a lot more than just widening in my eyes.
The upgrade to Elm City was a big vote getter. Sure that it should just be that short distance either. It's the connector for, I don't know that we can pave the whole thing, but upgrading and getting the shoulders and the stuff wide enough for the equipment.
I want to quit dreaming. God, no, we've added $10 million to the list here and 10 miles of road since we started. As far as I'm concerned, I've been going the other way a little bit. Like you just got done saying, we've done pretty good over the last 20 years, paying for it as we go. Then all of a sudden, you know, we're discussing this and the target just keeps getting higher and higher and higher and higher.
What's your number?
As far as total dollars, probably 20 to 22.
Yeah.
I can stay in there. It's not everything, but...
Not
well, it's like
definitely what? Bond is at the time you do it.
23.2 is on the list. Something like
that. Come up a little more than that, but I could be wrong.
Would you come? What your priority?
Well, bring it out of general fund.
You had what?
Out of the road fund.
No, what did, you have, Greg?
Well, I was a little short of 28, but
oh,
I lost that.
Like 27 something.
that's pretty close to what Pat was thinking about. And if you guys took Mount Zion and added the ape study, it'd be right there at 22.
What's the ape study going to be? How much?
I was thinking 800,000 to 900,000 is the number I was told, but do you have any idea, Nate? It all depends on, like you said before, what do you all want in that study?
Yeah.
Because the study can be 50,000 all the way up to millions.
Yep, that's exactly right.
But at the foundation, you might be able to get support from the military. It's in there.
Yeah.
I mean,
okay, let's take Mount Zion off the patrol. $500,000 at the ape study.
That's what else I was going to say. You could just tell them the dollar figure and get what we can get.
And that's it. No more. So get what we get for that.
And that's when you very possibly get match money.
22. Okay.
There are you. We got it. Missing.
That puts us right at 22.
Oh, we need to trim another million off.
No, now you're getting cranky.
No. Where is
Well, having sat in on that meeting with the rural roads grant money that's out there, I don't know if Nathan, have you had a chance to sit on in on some of those pieces? We had that meeting 2 weeks ago with
the no,
this was the outreach of Buttigieg's person at Alma talking about all of that piece that there would be lots of money for rural roads. I think that's probably a big part of it is to get that study and all of that understood and put it in every place that's possible. Because they want to connect rural. But if you have the money up front to match, that will be very helpful.
Okay, so where are we at? We're at 22, you say?
Yeah. If you take Mount Zion off and put 500,000 toward ape study.
Get down 21. Surely there'd be some grant money in one of these jobs, at least, wouldn't there?
Well, Havensville Road Bridge, we already got grant proof for that.
Mm-hmm. So.
How much is that?
That's an 80-20, isn't it?
Yeah, I'd take that off there.
Take it off?
Leave it on for the...
Or you leave it on there, but...
You leave it on there, but you're not going to be spending $800,000
right.
On that.
There you go.
Okay, and that makes 21.
Shouldn't be 21 and a half. A little over 21 and a half.
How much? $400,000. What our share will be.
Our share is 30% of construction.
30. So 240 plus engineering.
Yeah, which is already paid for or already in place.
I'd be down around 21.5.
Okay.
I can live with that. Everybody else can.
We're leaving it on there. We're just reducing the dollar amount.
Yep.
Yeah.
Taking it down to 400,000.
The dollar amounts will not be on the ballot question.
Just the project.
Just the project.
How do we identify what we... This is whenever it comes
just,
down to actual bid.
You're just identifying projects. And the dollar amounts will be what they will be at some point in the future.
Okay. Very good.
So then, it's staying at a 0.25 sales tax is what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
And what you said, that was one?
1 million if you include the cities, 1.6 if you don't include the cities with 2021's sales tax. So I think we understand the list, 0.25.
Yep. And not include the cities.
Include or not include city?
I wouldn't. I'm always afraid.
No, I'm not for that on this list of projects we got them. We're still obligated to Wamego by 200 people, because once it gets over 5,000, anything in the city limits is we're done with, right?
Well, you know, we're not mandated to help.
You can, no, I can't say it, yeah. It is like 4th Street isn't a county road.
Yeah, right. At that point.
Yeah, at that point. So I would say. If the counties, the county or the cities get a pretty good chunk of money right now. I would say we need 21 million. We need a whole dollar amount to get through this thing, this list. So that would be my
motion.
Yeah, I'll make a motion.
Just
I don't think we really need a motion.
No, don't need a motion
until the resolution
need,
next.
I need to clarify on Tim's list, there's Aiken Switch deck repair and Omega Road deck repair. Are you leaving those
that's
on?
Same. Yeah.
Let's take them off. They were in the budget, right?
Yeah.
Let's take them off. That gets it down to 21.
Ultimately, I just need consensus to be able to put this in written form.
Well, they want an 8 under District 1 instead of Elm Street Road.
Same.
Instead of Mount Zion.
I'm taking Mount Zion off.
At an 8.
And adding an 8.
Advanced preliminary engineering. Oh, I used to have an 8.
Then you're taking Havensville Road down to 4. Well, this not really matter, but 400,000.
And Flush Road, is that being added?
No.
No.
Okay.
And then you're removing Aiken Switch and Onega Deck Repair. Greg, that was?
Those were already in there.
Were you removing those or keeping them?
You got those. They're budgeted.
What if, just for time's sake, what if we would have two more? I mean, these are on the budget for this year, right?
These are on the budget. I think we're going to go to bed this fall, so they'll probably be done next summer.
So if they're in the budget, they've already been accounted. Why don't we throw two more in there? It would be more time conducive, you know what I'm saying, and figure out what we got here. Put them out there. Year and a half, 2 years. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, but we saved a little bit here.
This is a, I'm not sure.
Well, leave them off. No, I don't know.
The drainage that needed the east of Wamego for the economic development ground.
Aiken Switch or Nega Root. That's.
We have any idea what that
costs? No, take them off. I don't disagree with that. I'm going to take them off. But where are we at now for total?
What do you want to know about economic development?
But I'm just asking because you're over there about the drainage ditches they needed to have put in for further expense projects. Development in that way is that
stuff is maybe 20 years.
Yeah.
That's all big business for the next 20 years.
Yeah, that drainage ditch costs $2 million.
21-3.
I agree. I'm just going to give you some shovels.
Well, is there anything else from Jim that we're.
No, I mean, when we talked last week, I think, you know, that this was the majority of it. Now, I think the only reason we brought up Flush is because of that study we went through. I think there's still some things we can do on Flush through the study, you know, get some stuff done there.
But you're throwing that grant in on that, right? That grant.
Yeah.
21-3, what chats over there?
Yeah, I mean, that's just an estimate for our part.
Yeah.
So that might be 20, it might be 23. I'm good with it. Motion.
You want to ask anything, though?
Consensus.
You don't need a motion.
Yes, consensus.
There will be a formal resolution next that will come to you next week, which will have these this laundry list, and what I'm doing, based on what I'm hearing, is eliminating the Mount Zion Road project, adding in the advanced preliminary engineering for connectivity on Blue River, and eliminating Aiken Switch and Onega Road deck repairs. And reality is that the money is that you're talking about here is a less important issue than long-term, what are projects over the course of the next 20 years that you're going to want to be utilizing sales tax revenue to do as opposed to property tax revenue.
Yep.
This plays better for the fact that that money comes from sales tax and not always in our county, off the farms and off houses. I was 70% draw last time that we looked at. I don't know if we got the better draw number now.
We updated and sent it.
Yep, I'm up. That's fine. I think it's a good thing.
I'll put this together and have it for me next Monday.
I was going to say something, but I'm biting my tongue.
Hey.
No. Nope.
We're good. We're good.
I'm screaming it.
We're good.